I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, Sermon of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hello.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
Yeah, I'm in a new glory hole, guys.
What's that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, you time traveled to another glory hole.
Yeah.
How'd that go, man?
Wait, am I to believe that you moved into a space behind a different glory hole?
I did. It's a little more spacious and two levels.
Wow. Can get your dick sucked in the top floor or the bottom floor.
You got
Mr. Rockefeller here. Regular JD.
Damn, dude. Wait, so how do you do the second level one? Is there a ladder?
It's a fire pole.
I think I think it's just two people and one goes after the nipples.
Split shift.
Yeah.
Oh.
Split shift.
Oh, okay.
There's just two holes. Yeah. One up top, one up bottom.
Well, if there's only two holes, there's only one hole for both of your nipples. So you have to kind of shift your...
Yeah, it's only one at a time.
Okay.
Single nipple at a time, because I don't think they have variable distance glory holes. Do they have gauge dick glory holes? Or is glory hole all one size fits all?
I'm too standardized. Grunty. I'm not going to that glory hole.
The railroads?
Yeah, exactly. The widths have to be, it's standardized because there's glory hole union. ISO certified glory hole. They got the inspection. Soup down my neck at the docks. Said the glory hole's too wide. It's out of spec. Don't need to cradle the balls.
GH union precinct 99.
The balls.
Contractor? Glory Hole contractor? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, fucking scabs. Glory Hole scabs. Scram, scab.
So what you're trying to say is you got a new apartment, Burrito?
Yeah. Long story short.
Long story short, I'm actually in a house. No neighbors upstairs.
Congratulations. No neighbors. You can't hear nobody but yourself fucking.
You can't
hear nobody but yourself fucking.
Fucking. I see. That's cool, dude.
How is it? How's the space? Does it breathe?
It's all right. Yeah,
does it breathe, though?
Does it breathe, though?
Wait, did you guys hear that?
Damn, but...
You got to get that off of the deck. What is it called? Sound? Get
soundboard?
That out.
The soundboard?
The soundboard. Get it off the soundboard, dude. That's fucking...
Did you hear your own goddamn joke?
Dude, damn, dude. It's not that bad.
Damn, dude.
It wasn't... I wouldn't even call it a joke, dude. I didn't write it down.
Dude. It was more of a pun than a joke, right?
Yeah, I'm just... Shit, I'm just
was it supposed to be punny or funny?
No, it was just...
Did you mean to punish us?
It was supposed to be punishment.
Punishment. Wow. Ugh. Hang on.
Irreplaceable nostalgia. Irreplaceable nostalgia.
Arthur, you brought this up. What do you mean by this?
Yeah, before the show, we were talking about Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, yeah.
The Postal Service. And
I thought you were talking about He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
That's even more nostalgia. But
that's even more irreplaceable.
I was thinking more of like music of
quintessential.
How this music's almost, 20 years old?
Would I be the man that I am without He-Man? No.
Yeah, no, I don't
think, easy.
I think Jim and I could replace Death Cab pretty easily.
Oh, easy.
And but not book. Me.
I'd replace it with...
something you like?
The Postal Service.
It might be a better... I don't know. Both of these...
It would be better.
I had a different idea about what this was.
Oh, no.
Tell us about it, Burrito!
I thought you meant things that, like, you can't experience again.
For example?
Like,
first
we
time you got your dick sucked.
Got my dick sucked!
That too would much definitely teeth. Be that.
Too much teeth.
Yeah.
What song was playing?
Nostalgic.
It has its charms. Braces have their charms. You're right. Brian, you were 27.
I know. Wait, so I had braces, I was giving head?
Maybe okay. You were.
At 27?
27.
I was a kid, dude.
I just tried to pay for school.
Yeah, I should take that back. When I said I should have known better, that implies that being gay was a mistake, and it wasn't. It's a totally valid way to live life, right, Arthur?
Still talking about unions?
Okay,
what were you talking about? Irreplaceable nostalgia. The first time you experienced something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about Death Cab before the show and the Postal Service and how, you know, two different albums, but for some reason Burrito got this like mixed up version, which was this illegal copy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've talked about this before.
Oh yeah, and now his nostalgia of those albums are commingled.
Very skewed. Like, he does not understand. Yeah.
If you were to actually listen to the albums themselves now, they would not hit right. And they would be feel weird.
He rewrote history. And
do you have a connection with Ben Gerber?
Because it's not in the right order.
For me.
And it has wrong songs.
I know I probably asked you this the last time we talked about it, but does it mesh well together? I imagine they would mesh pretty well.
Well, I mean, it sounds good to him.
I don't think that there's that many that are mixed in. It's just like maybe a couple on the front end or the back end. I have no idea because I still haven't figured it out which one is which.
Are you familiar with the song Such Great Heights?
Yes.
Where in the Death Cab Postal Service mix CDs does that song sit?
I don't know.
He doesn't.
I don't know.
You haven't heard them enough?
I really don't know. No, no. I hear them, but they're always in my changer. And
too busy
I always
making
listen to
love,
them
guys.
Both at the same time.
You're too busy fucking while you're listening to that CD, right?
Yeah. He's doing shuffle, but it's shuffling in between discs as well, so it's like 30 seconds between each song.
Wow.
I will take some time to figure it out.
Do you guys remember double-sided CDs?
No, tell us about it.
Double-sided?
Yeah.
Were they
there wasn't a lot like that.
You just flip it over and play more music?
Yes.
That's crazy,
They
man.
Also had double-sided DVDs and like burgeoning DVD because one side was full screen, the other side was
widescreen. Oh, yeah. That's when it first came out with the
high def. I remember
that.
Yeah.
And people were transitioning from the 720 to 1080.
Were any of us?
From fucking VCR.
Whom amongst us?
I lived through that.
Would use the non-widescreen?
Full screen?
Who did full screen?
No, I think everyone here is a fucking nerd.
Do you have the choice?
Yeah, if you had the choice on those DVDs, are you doing full screen?
Which one are you popping in?
Why would you do the standard?
I did the widescreen.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
How about the letterbox widescreen?
No. That's the same shit as fucking full screen.
Are you a fucking letterbox?
Arthur's a 4x3, man. No. He's chopping
the pan
chopping
and
the
scan.
Ears.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, pan and scan. Where like sometimes the action's not in frame, so they panned it, like they took the entire image over, so like sometimes there's like motion artifacts that look weird.
Like, look, it's the best of both worlds.
It's the worst of everything. Congratulations, you made the worst of everything.
Like, that stuff is replaceable nostalgia. I mean, I do have some nostalgia for the shitty shit.
Irreplaceable nostalgia would be more of how it hit you when you were
Burrito.
It has this Death Cab Postal Service mix-up in his head, but it's nostalgic because it was so long ago.
Yeah, I mean, the country music is like that for me. If we're also talking about like stuff that's probably not that good, that I can't replace, it's that.
Like Sloppy Meat Eaters?
What the fuck
is that?
I
love Sloppy Meat Eaters.
Yeah, see, they're like this pop punk
fan. Fat chicks always pay inside.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
it. Beautiful girl pays outside with a credit card.
Because
with credit cards, you ain't gotta pay inside. It's a great song, long story short. If you have credit cards, you'd have to pay inside.
You know, what's good about that is that a lot of times you'll hear a song and they don't explain what they mean, but that lyric, there's an explanation, there's like a footnote to it.
If you were to title that song based on word volume, it should be credit card. They should call that song credit card.
Yeah.
It'd be a more acceptable title by the masses.
Yeah, it's maybe called Fat Chicks, which is a better title. Objectively a better title.
It fits the band.
Fat Chicks, so is pay inside. It's much to his chagrin.
Do you guys have any nostalgia for smoky music venues?
Not anymore, man.
It fits the irreplaceable.
I think I grew out of wanting to be around smoke.
Yeah.
Especially people's smoke.
I mean,
it's so much more comfortable nowadays.
I don't like it. Like, I don't think I liked it, but whenever I've seen live music now inside of a venue, like, it just doesn't have the same look to it.
Of course not. There's no smoke covering all the fucking blemishes.
Yeah.
It had this, like, when you, like, grease a fucking camera lens.
It's like old library books.
Yeah.
I went to a bar not too long ago in a small town, and they were smoking indoors.
Oh, wow.
And I
first time in a brash. Long time?
Yeah. I went to the Dollar General next door and bought some
Pall Mall.
Some Black and Milds.
Oh, wow. That's
lit
right.
Up. Dude, it was nice, dude. I do have some. I didn't know I did, but when I went in, I smelled smoke. I was like, this is nice, dude.
Was this an alcohol bar or a coffee bar?
No, dude, it was an alcohol bar. It was like a bunch of fucking.
They don't smoke cigarettes at coffee bars anymore.
Oh. Well, he was in a small town.
Yeah, I mean, coffee shop people wouldn't do this. Hey, so I'm pulling up a video. I don't think you can see it.
Burrito cannot. No, Burrito maybe you can share.
I cannot.
But it's a whole...
Speaking of small town girls living in lonely worlds.
So you,
this is parking / holding parking spots.
Yeah, Arthur, you sent me a video of this woman. It's like it happened at the Domain in Austin, Texas that we're not affiliated with whatsoever. and it's just this like woman with a... really nice ass. Oh, she's blue shaking ass. It too. Uh-huh. But anyway, she's holding a parking spot for her boyfriend. And then this other woman pulls up and gets angry that she's not letting her in.
The driver taking the video.
The driver is taking the video. The driver pulls up and says,
to the parking spot. And there's a girl holding the parking spot.
It might be easier to watch this thing.
Yeah, probably just great for radio, as Arthur says.
What we're describing it as is playing.
You know, you could go full screen, just kind of tilt this more. You could probably see it.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, there's not much to see. But Arthur sent this to me thinking that I was going to get mad or something at this girl. But I actually...
looking for commentary. It could be positive, negative.
Yeah, but I actually like this girl right here who's shaking her ass and like being real shitty.
You want a real one like this.
I kind of do. I mean, because like
she's... You want someone to hold your parking spot?
Yes. I think everybody wants...
Tell us about it, Brian!
First of all, not only is she a down-ass bitch for doing
ride
this...
Ride
and or die, but she's enjoying it.
Right,
it's not
she's relishing.
Like, don't make me do this. No, she wants to do this.
She's relishing. It was her idea. This Brian, was her idea.
Yeah. Great for radio, but could you move your camera a little bit more?
What
just so Burrito can see what you're looking at. There you go.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah, I kind of watched it when you...
Why?
There's a blue ass.
Interesting. How do you like your boyfriend's car,
of course.
I wanted to know.
You simply drive.
What are they driving?
A Dodge Charger.
The driver is blocking the way. But anyways, they're in front of
the driver's
Victoria's
not blocking
Secret.
The way. She's blocking the way for the car to take the parking spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the driver's blocking
the
boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
It's a scene. Like, the boyfriend can't pull in because the car's already trying to pull in.
Standoff.
Oh, whoa. Dude.
Well, she is Mexican.
I always thought a Mexican standoff was when two cars are blocking a two-lane road.
No, a Mexican standoff is when there's three people who each have two guns.
What is a burrito?
Or like this?
The official.
A triangle?
Yes.
That sounds right.
A gun triangle? That's what I always
like the Spider-Man meme?
No, yeah, but like you're actually getting.
With
I'm
guns.
Gonna, yeah, like this. You finger gun Brian, you finger gun me. Finger gun
called?
Us both.
I know what it's called.
This is a Mexican standoff.
Wow, I never knew that.
That's how I defined a Mexican standoff.
What movie is that?
Every movie ever.
Every single movie that has one gun. If it has one gun, you might as well have two.
If it has two guns, well, you might as well have a Mexican standoff.
What's that, Burrito?
Do they do that in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Possibly.
So what are we at with talking about?
A pyrrhic victory is a Mexican standoff, right?
Holding parking spots here.
Oh, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're saying no?
No, just fucking park somewhere else.
Seems weird.
You're right. I feel like Kmart just cut that whole segment, I think. It was great for radio and also, you know.
Now keep it, Jmart.
Brian dropped the whore bomb.
Yeah, well, that's every episode. I mean it with all due respect. If you're listening...
No offense, but...
Hey, lady, if you're listening, like, fucking...
Ditch the dude with the Camaro. Get the guy with the Honda fitting in your ass.
Yeah. There's a lot of space in the Honda Fit, lady, if you want to pop a little air mattress.
Would you like to get plowed in a Honda Fit, lady? If you
the
do,
Honda Fit can
Brian
fit
at slamcityradio.com. Yeah, Honda Fit can fit anywhere.
You
That's
don't have
the
to save a spot.
No? You can hold a smaller spot.
Thank you.
Look, instead of going to Victoria's Secret, why don't I butt fuck you in my Honda Fit?
If I had enough money and I was handsome, she would let me fuck her in a Honda Fit because she's a down ass broad.
Yeah, she would hold the parking spot so that you could get your tiny Honda Fit in between this SUV
and the Dodge
Charger. Shimmy it in there.
Uh huh.
And then load her up and butt fuck her in front of the people who are mad about this parking spot.
She likes public sex, if I know this woman. She's into it. We didn't have coffee.
We didn't have coffee. Bitch. We had sex.
What does this mean?
So our quote in our notes says, we didn't have coffee.
We didn't have coffee.
So I went to a breakfast place to eat, right?
Sure.
It was like a party of three.
Party of five.
When we got the bill, we didn't have any coffee, which is the quote. But
sure.
There were two coffees on there.
Oh no!
And this is like retail ass coffee. Like they were like
$2.49, $350,
dog.
$350.
So there was a noticeable $7 addition. Like you kind of had in mind like what everybody had.
Yeah.
And you checked the bill.
Oh, we didn't have coffee. I mean,
we didn't have coffee.
Yeah, you start to yell it at that point, I think.
Yeah.
So did you tell her?
Absolutely.
What'd you tell her?
Handed the ticket and the card and said we didn't have coffee.
No, because that's the quote.
And of course, they were just like, we'll take it off. But the thing that bothers me the most is the assumption that everybody's having coffee. So if you,
you
have,
know
like,
how many people don't check?
That's what I'm getting at, Gemini Jackson!
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh,
how
I didn't
much money?
We didn't have coffee conspiracy.
Is this a popular breakfast spot?
Yes.
Is it brunch?
There was an hour wait for this bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Let me guess, dude. The Bay wanted to go. Or is it you?
Was it actually you or the Bay? It was Debbie McFly. If she's my Bay, then she's my Bay.
Oh, okay. Oh shit, it was Deborah.
Debbie McFly.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. And she was like, oh, you're taking me somewhere other than the subway? That's cool.
Subway.
That's a change of pace.
No, to buttfuck her in the subway.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give him something to talk about.
Her other lover?
No, never mind.
Okay, well.
Yeah, the other dude.
J-Mark.
On the subway.
Oh, dude, J-Mark's fucking my mom?
Sure.
Good God.
On the subway.
Subway. Oh, anyways, like, how much do you guys hate that shit?
I mean, they probably make, how much do we want to say, $10,000 a year on ill-gotten coffee gains?
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Burrito? Dishonorable.
That sounds right.
What's this place called?
Drag 'em.
I want to put a fatwa on them.
Wow. Just because fucking...
A fatwa?
Salmon. Salmon Rushdie.
I'll just say this place likes to name themselves after a street.
Wow.
That's hard to... I don't know. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I know what it is.
Yeah, we don't need to name names.
Anyway, knows what it is. Hey, Street Cafe, you're on notice. Street Cafe Lang.
Hey, SH69 Cafe. Huh?
Did I help you?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're on notice.
KKK?
No, but sure.
KKK Lane? Is that what you're talking about? You're on notice, bitch.
Do you guys have any thought that the waiter's doing this on purpose to
bump
make an
up
extra
the tip?
Buck? Yeah.
Well, if it's $7, 15% of that is $1.05.
But also, they run the risk of pissing someone off and not getting a tip.
Well.
Like me?
They wouldn't have that problem if we just stopped tipping altogether.
Dude. Amen. Dude, can we get that applause?
Should have been a fucking...
Can we get applause, dude? Look.
Negative.
You're really quick to do the badumptions after a bad joke, but you're not very forthcoming with the applause, Arthur.
You shouldn't ask for them.
Wow.
You should earn them.
Oh,
well.
Shit.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
right.
Shit.
Fair enough, dude. I like that. I like your style, dude.
Excuse me.
I like your chutzpah.
Yeah.
So,
you know who had chutzpah? The girl blocking that parking lot.
Yeah, she sure did.
Brian's future ex-wife.
That's right. Well, she's a little old for me. Is a segue.
Aged out. Speaking of too old, is Leo DiCaprio playing Brian McFly in the Slam City movie?
Dude. Okay, so just a little background. Leonardo DiCaprio, it's well known that he dumps his women usually around the
25.
He starts dating at 23, then dumps them at 25. There's like a chart in
25
everything.
There's a asymptote.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Well, what I love about this, not only that Leo has good taste, I do enjoy that. But the other thing I enjoy is just how mad this makes women. I mean, if you go online and you hear them talking
about
Leo DiCaprio.
Do you know why they're mad about this? Because they're over 25.
Yes. But if you heard their arguments, they never bring that part up.
Right.
They never say, oh, by the way, the reason I'm pissed is because I'm not 25
anymore. I'm 27.
Anymore. I'm actually,
They've aged out.
They've aged out, and that's why they're pissed. But then they, what's it called? Transference, I believe, in psychology?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
Check with Burrito.
Anyways.
I don't know.
He's a Dr. Smart Man.
No, I don't know what they're doing. They're pretending like they're not. They're changing the reason they're upset.
Right.
They're saying it's like a moral thing. Anyways,
They wouldn't say that if they're 23.
You're saying Leo doesn't have a choice?
He doesn't. He's Leo DiCaprio. He has to do this for everybody.
Yeah, this he's.
Do you think he wants to do this? Do you think he wants to stay fucking 23-year-olds? Yeah. Do you think he wants constantly creamed dick? This is for you, Art.
Yeah. Are you sure, dude? You don't think every now and then he just wants to have like a really in-depth conversation?
Or like a dry pussy?
Yeah. Sometimes it's too wet.
You think he doesn't want the feeling of gritty ass puss?
Yeah.
Like a puss with grit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You think he 40. Doesn't want someone lecturing him all the time about leaving cups on the counter? You sure he doesn't want that? Because I think he does, and he's doing this for us. He is our king. Free Leo. Leo, I can't wait to see what your new one looks like.
Yeah.
When you get the new model, dude.
Hey, maybe try a few out.
Oh, yeah, he will, dude.
Yeah, don't rush into settling with anything.
Right.
You
Listen, Leo.
The world is yours.
Listen, I know you need this advice, so I'm just going to give it to you.
Dude, Pussy Posse still going strong after 20 years, man. That's pretty sick. Isn't that what he's called?
Pussy Posse?
Have you heard that?
Pussy Posse. He calls himself.
No, it was like him and Tobey Maguire. They would go out, and I think it was a joke, obviously.
Wild. Obviously, because there's no way Tobey Maguire is getting pussy.
Oh, he was a part of the Pussy Posse. He would go out with Leo, and they would get...
Maybe he was just a wingman.
What pussy?
Maybe. The unauthorized history of the Pussy Posse.
By Complex 2015. Tell us about it, Brian.
Look, so we got here, we got a picture of, who's that?
David fucking Blaine!
David Blaine was in the Pussy Posse?
Yeah, David Blaine is in the Pussy Posse.
Look at them, dude. We got David Blaine, Tobey
Maguire,
and
Tobey Maguire is fucking stoned.
Yeah, they're all stoned. They're in like these like matching robes.
You can see David Blaine's cock.
Oh, yeah. You can't see his undies in there. He looks like he's wearing briefs.
Wow.
Anyways, this was the Pussy
Posse.
It's
like a boxer guy.
God, dude. They just raked it in.
You gonna allow those notifications?
No, thank you. Okay, so anyways,
Leo,
opposite of the fatwa on you, my man.
Fatwa?
Not a fatwa, but a fat one.
Wait, what?
A
fat
one? He gets a fat fat pussy on his new dick. On his new dick. He also has a new dick. Wow. Every time he dumps a chick, he gets rid of his old dick, gets a new dick.
He gets a new 23-year-old dick.
A new lease on life.
Damn.
Yeah.
You think he wants a 23-year-old dick? He's like 50, man.
You don't think he wants a 23-year-old dick?
Who wants a 23-year-old dick at 50?
A smooth-ass dick?
Yeah, but who cares? That thing drives all your fucking decisions, man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying like the juice behind the dick.
But you have your existing wisdom. You just have the newer part.
Yeah, but that part's driving you mad
It
did when you were younger.
Nah, man. It ain't controlling
me. It's driving the hunger.
My wisdom!
You're Brian? Saying, yeah. What?
Where are you on this?
You're gonna lose yourself?
If what? Wait, what? What?
You're going back to your old 23-year-old dick.
I think I'm hornier now than I was then.
Damn,
wow.
You would have better control though, right?
Now I what with my old dick?
No, with your new dick on your old body.
Wait,
you'd be able to wrangle it in.
Yeah, like you have better control because you have wisdom.
With that innate virility.
Well, I'm horny right now. So if I had a new dick, I think I'd be even more horny.
Yeah,
it'd be worse.
Any dick amount you have now, if you put a new one instead of that dick amount, it's a multiplier. It's not.
Yeah, it's
it never.
Multiplier.
Where's Burrito at on this?
Burrito's
new dick.
New dick.
Multiplier.
Multiplier. Okay, so.
I can handle it.
Speaking of dicks and whatever.
It's like getting a new phone.
Brian swiped on a small one.
I wasn't going to say that. That's what I wrote down, but I wasn't going to say because it's more offensive than what.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. Even know why I'm bringing this in.
No, what were you going to say,
yeah,
though?
Before the show, Jim and I asked me if. What'd you ask me about the little person?
Oh, no. What?
Uh-oh.
What?
You asked me if I'd ever...
I didn't ask you if you ever had sex with a little person.
You said something about
now
that.
Now I am, though.
Yeah. No, I haven't, but I did... Well,
is that
I
what small one was? Me? Oh, my God, dude. I thought you meant like a fucking thin girl.
Like a spinner.
Like a spinner. I thought you meant like a spinner.
Isn't that more offensive than saying the M word? Just calling a small one? You know, one of those small ones.
You could have said a shorty.
Yeah. Shorty's nice. See, that would have been nice. But this one's like,
I mean, you really didn't actually say
it. You could have bamboozled us if you said you swiped on a shorty.
Dude, this shorty?
Oof. Fire.
Fire,
all right,
man.
Tell us about the shorty you swiped.
No, I mean, she didn't swipe back.
HWP?
I mean, we haven't matched. We both have to swipe to match.
HWP?
HWP? Height, weight, hip.
Hooker with
height,
weight,
yes.
Pussy? Height. Wait, is it the last one, P?
It is P.
Weight, position?
Poot. Burrito, what is it? What's the P?
Height, weight, pat.
I don't know.
I think fractions.
Percentage?
Almost percentage.
Percentage?
Proportion.
Proportion. Height, weight,
proportional.
So what are you saying?
Height, weight, proportional. So like if you're short, you only can be 90 pounds until you're a fat chick.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to pay outside. Inside. With your sweaty titty money.
Cut!
With your sweaty titty money because you don't have credit cards because you're a fat chick.
I'm not.
Your fucking sweats don't have pockets.
I'm
getting
lost.
You gotta put that money in your bra.
I'm lost in the sauce.
Was she height, weight, proportional?
Are they?
Well, I mean, did she just look like...
Are people with dwarfism, HWP?
No.
Dwarfism. So then, no. She had dwarfism.
Okay.
She was a dwarf.
She was a dwarfable. Did you?
I think that's
what
the acceptable term.
You know, now that we're talking about it, I have nothing to. I shouldn't have brought this up.
You probably shouldn't have brought this up.
If she swipes right, then you know, I'll explore.
What drew you to her? Was it the height?
It was that, dude. I'm fetishizing.
He's hunting.
I was fetishizing her, which she specifically said in her bio, don't fetishize me. So
wow.
I think I disrespected her by even swiping.
Cardinal rule.
You and like 1,500 other guys.
Yeah, we were all
good. That fills our fucking message box.
Well, that's why she had to put it on there. She had two rules. She said,
number one.
She said, don't fetishize me. Reasonable. The second rule is even
Must
more reasonable.
Must be 6 foot tall.
No, it was reasonable. It was figures. Don't call me the M word.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, that's not. That's,
Brian's
you don't
learning.
Do that.
One day
yeah,
at
I'm learning,
time.
Dude.
Learning, growing, showing.
Dude, I'm getting woke on Tinder, dude.
Yeah. Swiping on all these.
It really.
I thought this was Grindr.
Wow. Wait, there are no small ones on Grindr. They're all there are. Fat cocks.
Oh, my God. Even the small
only,
ones. Have
only the small ones got big cocks.
Actually, I have a friend who's. He's
Vertical
very thin. He's very small. He's not like short, but he's very thin. And he's
Svelte.
The biggest cock I've ever seen, dude.
Jesus.
The biggest?
Yeah, I haven't Svelte. Seen a lot of cocks in real life. We're talking about a meaty one. I probably brought it up on the podcast before.
You're an amazing
like,
liar.
This guy.
What do you mean?
No, this guy weighs 150 pounds.
No,
those
he
are
weighs
two
like
measurements.
110 pounds.
Those are two
Soaking
measurements.
Wet.
Oh yes, thank you. But he does. He weighs like 110 pounds,
and he has a 50
like
pound cock,
like an 8 or 9 inch.
Wow,
hog.
Hog, dude.
Hey, some
That's
people
big,
got
right?
it. I mean, he probably goes
That's
like
twice
an,
what
he
mine
goes
is.
Anemic. When he gets a bone dog.
Gotta sit down.
Oh my God.
Oh God, I gotta sit down.
He passes
Can you
out.
Brown bone me? No, I will get way too lightheaded. No. Fucking my dick is on the bottom of my body.
It's been a while since we've brought up prone bone on the cast.
You are prone bone.
I'm prone to bone.
QT.
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say that
prone bono.
Do you remember do we say
yeah,
the name
Alyssa P?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She's
so,
a member of the show.
Yeah. So anyone who's you know the big fans of the podcast will remember Alyssa P, who's like a shorty. That's
all
not,
four of you.
A tall shorty.
Right.
Not a
short one.
Right.
HWP, tell me about it. Maybe she's a little skinny.
No, she
yeah, she's a little skinny. She's pretty skinny.
On the skinny side.
Yeah. Not a very good hip to waist ratio, but she was a cutie that worked at the gas station that we all go to. And I was thinking about the other day, I don't remember what she looks like.
That's good, right?
I've forgotten her face. I guess that's not very interesting, but I just thought that's crazy.
So
as much as I
when you forget
for her,
when you forget faces,
yeah,
how do they look right now?
When blurry. You're trying
just blurry.
I know that she had blonde hair. It's just kind of like,
but you're not
mushy.
Like you're not sculpting it.
I'm not filling it in. No.
Okay,
should have taken a picture.
It lasts longer.
True. <Sure. laughs> But it's just crazy to me how much, you know, I wanted this woman.
Yeah.
It's just
and
a
now I don't even remember her friggin' face, dude.
Well.
Ain't that the way?
You just had way too much poon since then.
What would be the point in your evolutionary lifespan?
To hold on to that information?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
I needed to let go, and my mind let go of her for me.
Wow.
Let's say you can remember that for a fee. We take you somewhere. Like Eternal Sunshine shit.
Like $6.
To remember it?
Yeah.
Just remember her face?
We'll
no.
bring the face
if
back.
They print
it's
it
not
out.
Worth $6 to remember
they
printed her
it out.
Face.
$6? What a deal.
why do I need that?
I'll pay
why
for it.
Why would it be
if
more than $6?
If I saw her naked and I didn't have pictures of it, yes, $6 for sure.
Hey, let's be honest, Brian. We'd all pitch in $6 for you to be like, oh, yeah. She was all right.
Yeah, we would absolutely
like, dude,
each put in $2.
$1.50 each.
$1 and a couple quarters.
The sick joke of it would be that you'd pay $6 to show me how regular she looked, and then I would look at it and go, oh, no, she's still hot.
Oh, my God.
Then
I
you
forgot.
Tribute it?
The jokes would be on you. That, what?
Tribute that printout.
I'm trying to think if I've ever tributed.
Well, you would with this case.
That
yeah,
just seems insane.
People are watching that.
I know, but
why are they watching it?
Because it's funny.
They're watching their own.
What, dude? You're watching it because it's funny. Those the 100,000 views on those are not
it's,
all.
That is why.
Their own.
I mean,
Brito,
people.
Are you a secret tribute guy? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I know.
He
what
knows
talking
what
about.
We're talking about because he invented the fucking genre. Okay.
Does that do anything for you, dude?
I have no idea why they exist.
Okay, I will say. Okay, I will. I think part of it is that they're usually printouts of like their sister, right?
No,
I think it's celebrities.
It's usually celebrities. What the fuck tributes are you watching? Yeah.
I guess if you do certain search queries, you get different tributes.
I mean, it makes sense,
you know,
considering the state of pornogs.
If I type in, you know, sis loves me or whatever, you're gonna get a few
tributes.
So that are in that.
That's wild. Do you think those
based on your
more
cookies,
numbers?
Man.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, that's naughty.
Based
that's
on
his
cookies.
Real sister that he's
I guess
jerking
that
off to.
The appeal is that it's voyeuristic to see this dude jerk off onto a picture.
It's like
is that the appeal?
It's Inception voyeurism.
Or is it
because you're watching him jerk off to him watching someone else that doesn't know he's watching.
Ooh, they're not watching. They're just jerking off on a picture.
I know, but he's looking at someone without them knowing that he's looking at
That's
them.
That's how all jerking off works.
I know, but it's still voyeuristic.
Because you're masturbating and thinking of someone?
But he has like a picture.
Yeah, but you got a picture in your head or on your phone.
I know, but porn is voyeuristic.
Yeah. Well, anyways, well, maybe I'm I don't know if it's voyeuristic.
Kind of. That's where...
It kind of is.
If we didn't have porn, then we would still be like people who wanted to see. You have to watch two people just have sex with each other. I would do that. Can I do that?
Don't stop yourself.
Can I have permission? Hey, anybody wants a third, not participant, no, but no. Documentarian.
That's me in the corner, dude.
That's he'll play the spotlight.
Yeah, I will be bringing my own spotlight.
And he will be losing his religion.
My religion has come out of my dick. I'm losing it out of
no,
it.
No, you can't touch yourself back there. What the fuck are you doing, man? You're here to fucking document us doing this shit.
I don't know. I don't want to do that. What am I, a fucking documentarian? That's just want to jerk off.
Now you're actually getting ruined.
They need to make a tribute.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Wait, what is that?
A tribute? Like,
yeah.
You print out a picture of that guy's cum shot come on that like picture.
Oh, that's great for radio.
A tribute.
Yeah, I see.
The infinity mirror?
Yeah, an infinity mirror.
I was thinking like you're coming on, or you take a video of yourself coming on the video that you took of yourself coming on a picture.
I took a picture of a photograph.
Wait, how do you come on a video? You mean like
on your fucking phone? Just come on your phone. Like
on a screen?
But while it's you're watching the video.
Of your own tribute video. You're coming on your cum tribute
video. How do you come on the video? Because you're making...
You're
come
coming on your phone.
Yeah, but how do you come on the video you're making right now? You can't do that.
With another camera.
Yeah, you can. You just have another camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just use the same phone.
See, you got the tech mind.
I think you have to buy a separate phone.
Yeah.
Says who?
There's more.
Dude, do you know there are probably people who fucking come on their phones?
Yeah.
Brian.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Why?
On purpose, Brian.
Oh, kind of like a facial. Like, yeah, can I take that, bitch?
I think people just like playing with their cum sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's on their phone, so never borrow anybody's phone.
Well, there's a lot of accidental cum on phones, too.
Like a screen protector.
Not even to mention that.
There's poops.
Oh, there's a lot of poop.
Everyone has poops.
Because everybody's in the bathroom with their phone.
I watched Dr. Oz one time, and he said
excellent
that,
information.
Are you educated?
He said that there
are
was
you
poop
a doctor?
On phones.
Oh, Jesus. So he must be a doctor.
You want to skip some of these?
No, man. We're not skipping shit.
Damn, dude. We're going.
What's your cheers?
What is your cheers?
What's your cheers,
what
burrito?
Do you mean?
What's your cheers?
Spitfire.
Cheers as in the restaurant. The bar.
Are you familiar with the TV show?
Yes.
And there's this location that they filmed this TV show at. And there's regular people that are always on the show.
Yeah.
So
what's your cheers?
Do you have your cheers?
Oh, you mean like the Quiznos that I go to all the time?
There it is.
He called it.
There it is.
Well, you always take your food to go though, right?
I do.
So you're just a minor character in that cheers episode.
Yeah, which character would you play? Woody Harrelson?
Like a walk-on part.
Yeah, the person that just comes and comes.
On his own phone.
Yeah, so you would walk in, and every episode you'd say some little quip.
Hey, Noam.
Some little quip, no.
Something about the avocado being on top of the lettuce.
You'd be like, you're not going to fuck me again.
Oh, like the delivery guy.
No, you can just order.
You can be a customer.
Like customer. Be a regular customer.
Maybe a customer.
And then go?
You order a beer at Quiznos?
No. I thought we were going to be like, cheers.
You'd just be playing darts or something.
At Quiznos?
You wouldn't be sitting at the bar talking to Sam. You would be in the background playing darts.
Yeah, that's
you only have
Quiznos.
One line per episode.
Ah, shit.
This could be anywhere on your life's timeline, Brito. It doesn't have to be
shit
at Quiznos.
Anywhere in my life's timeline.
I think it's Quiznos, man.
Where's yours, Brian?
I don't know if I'd go anywhere. It'd probably be like a...
IHOP?
No, it'd probably be an open
Old
mic,
country,
unfortunately.
Oh, no.
It'd probably be an open mic.
I was going to give you Old Country Buffet, bro.
No, I would just be a fucking asshole.
Oh,
at the
I know
open
where
mic.
It was.
Where you at, Burrito?
The Flying Saucer.
No, it was...
good place to call. Rest in peace.
It was that Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yeah, where you had dim sum
Human?
Every Friday.
Yeah.
Human dim sum every Friday.
We would go to this Chinese restaurant.
Yunnan.
And there was like a little tiny bar. Where, you know, they would, like, make the drinks for the place, you
sure,
know?
Yeah. At the bar, yeah.
Yeah, if you got there and you were waiting for a table, you could go to the bar, order your drink, and then eventually they'd
I've
seat
seen
you.
I've seen restaurants.
I mean, that's what it's for,
in the
right?
past, but I've seen restaurants.
We would just go, like, me and my friends would just go
my friends
and sit at the bar for, like, 3 hours.
<They're good. laughs>
They all moved away.
All of his friends moved away.
Yeah.
Well, also the dim sum place closed down, didn't it?
No, it's still there.
Wow.
You could go alone.
Yeah.
You could go alone.
Or you're really drunk.
You got a few friends over here.
You don't know. You don't know who I am.
I used to come here sometimes.
When I had friends.
I used to come here sometimes.
And we got to be friends with a bartender, so she was cool.
What was her name?
Was she hot?
Name was Crystal.
Was she hot? With a K?
Yeah, with a K, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You don't want to talk about it?
She's insane.
What number was she on the 1 to 10 attractive scale?
Oh, yeah, she was hot.
Nice, dude. Yeah. That's all I want to know.
Is she a bit of a spinner?
Bartender.
Well, you don't have to be hot. I see plenty of fat chicks that are bartenders.
Yeah.
She was like the girl holding the parking spot.
Oh, ooh, shit.
A fat ass Latina?
A real one?
Damn, dude.
Brian's future ex wife.
I'm trying to get me a goddamn fat ass Latina.
Where can Brian find a fat ass Latina burrito?
Do I need to go to your
Slam City South?
Yeah, Slam City South.
Yeah, buddy.
Behind the beaded curtain, dude.
Fuck. All right, we got BOGO, but that's just a trigger word for me.
Yeah,
to piss Arthur off.
Okay.
Let's do this.
So I ordered wings.
Uh huh.
Right.
Oh, I think I know where you're getting at. I'll let you finish.
You have no idea.
Let's go.
Oh shit.
I got dessert.
Uh huh.
From this wing place, and I got it all delivered. Right.
Was it molten lava?
It was brownies.
Uh huh.
But here's the thing. Apparently, they're out of brownies indefinitely. And they didn't put it in my order at all. I didn't get nothing.
Definitely.
Did they let you know? Did they inform you?
They didn't inform me. They didn't let me know nothing. No refund.
Bullshit.
And I'm going to let it slide.
You're going to let it slide?
That's what's going to piss Arthur off, that you're letting
it slide. I'm going to let it
slide. No customer service?
Was this a $6 number?
$5 for two brownies, and I'm going to let it slide.
Wait, okay, so they charge you for the brownies?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as a dessert item.
It's like... God,
we're gonna let it slide.
And is it because
you supposed to get it for free when you ordered
No. I bought them, and I wanted to eat them.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
But they never showed up in his order.
They didn't ever showed up, and I got charged for them. And I'm gonna let it slide.
Is it because you've reached some sort of like nirvana? Are you practicing mindfulness? What's going on?
It's because,
like, what's wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong? No, it's because I'm practicing mindfulness.
God, that's fucking gay.
I can see where Gemini is coming from.
Well, though. I was having this internal debate with myself. I want the brownies. I know they're bad for me. I don't want the bad stuff. I don't want the sugar and all that shit. But
it was a treat yourself moment to order those brownies.
It felt like it, but I also had like a shitload of wings too. So when they didn't show up, I was fairly disappointed because I wanted to balance out that saltiness with some sweetness.
Sure.
But then I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just the universe telling me I didn't need no fucking brownies.
But the whole time you were eating wings, you were thinking about not having those brownies.
I didn't even remember.
Okay.
Oh, really? You let it slide.
Uh-huh. I didn't even remember.
Slide off your back.
I don't let it slide. No, I didn't remember because I wanted the wings so bad that I ate a bunch of wings and I got full. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have a brownie.
Oh, well, then that sucks, though.
Yeah, that does
when
suck.
You found out.
Right.
By the way, Irreplaceable Nostalgia, Goo Goo Dolls. It's in
Goo
there.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Slide and Baby's Black Balloon.
Deserted
Baby's
Island, Black one Balloon. Song.
What's up?
Iris.
Iris.
No, Iris, it wouldn't go with me. Sly would.
Slide?
Yeah.
He wants Burrito. Upbeat. Or, good vibes only on the...
Yeah, Iris is like, it's drenched, as Gemini would say.
It is steeped in it.
It's a little too much.
But
it's
I can't wait forever to touch
reeks
you.
Of goddamn pussy juice. Holy shit, man.
Yeah. You bleed just to know you're alive.
To know you're alive.
It's a little embarrassing.
Is that your song, Burrito? Are you taking that to the
island? Gotta be.
Gotta be.
I mean, I don't hate it.
Three irises and one slide.
If you're on the island over and you're blasting it, I'll turn down slide and listen to it every now and then.
Gotta let it slide.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm proud. Dude, I'm trying to, I've been trying to practice a little mindfulness. Try not to get pissed, dude.
Yeah.
I have a recent related story to that when we were talking about the energy drinks I bought today. Uh-huh.
See, I was like, that's what triggered me.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to fight over $2.
Right.
You're not going to quibble.
Quibble.
It's kind of like those gas prices we were talking about the other day.
Yeah.
Where
back
there's
down
like
to earth.
A 15 cent difference in from down the street.
It's not even worth it.
No.
30 cents for 2 gallons? Come on, man.
No.
You love yourself at a time.
More. If
love
you don't have a lot
more.
Of money, dude, then you got to do what you got to do.
I feel like you're still kind of, I don't think it's worth it ever.
Time
even
is
if you
money.
Have no money.
Time is
your
money.
Time is worth more
That's
than that.
That's true. Wow.
Unless you don't have anything else to do, then go ahead. Fuck it.
Yeah, if you're just chilling,
get
dude.
Some
if
some
you just
want to
go
gas.
For a drive.
If you feel like writing a cleverly worded email.
Me?
What?
Yeah, looking at you, man. Like, if you were feeling like it, you could have gotten your bounty coupon.
No, I think I can get my money back. It's only been a couple
you've done
days.
It before. You're good at it. I
get my money back. Yeah. Okay.
And more.
I get other people's
money
back.
What was the other thing, the bacon? Was that last week?
Yeah. It was the bacon.
Yeah.
They forgot your bacon?
No. When I had moldy bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that was funny to me.
Moldy bacon.
Yeah, moldy bacon. Burrito, you were out for that one. Apparently, I was going to make breakfast, and the bacon pack that I got, by the time I went to go open it, was moldy, and I had just bought it the Thursday before.
That's crazy.
So it probably molded at the store. I didn't notice it, or somewhere between.
I didn't know bacon could get moldy.
Same. But I think maybe it's an external mold. There's some other thing allowing it to mold.
Yeah.
Anyway, I emailed the bacon people, and they gave me a coupon.
Dickham Farms.
Coupon
for two free packs of bacon.
No strings attached.
Well, that's good. Nice.
Yeah, just like friends with bacon with benefits type stuff. Friends with bacon or bacon with benefits? Oh, which one is it?
Who knows?
It's Peter Popoff.
Peter Popoff.
We can skip that. I'm just trying to think of where. I don't have much to say about Peter Popoff.
Funny name.
We were talking about you buying some miracle water. I've never heard of that before.
No, I didn't buy it. So there used to be a televangelist that would come on the air late at night, and his name was Peter Popoff. And like, if you called in, he would send you some miracle spring water. And it was just like this little
vial.
Kind of a vial. It's like a plastic vial, essentially. Uh-huh. I guess you're supposed to like moisten whatever you want to moisten. I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do with
it. You're moistening holy water?
It's kind of like holy water.
Okay.
But it's like Baptist holy water.
Oh.
So
does that work as well as Catholic holy water?
Yes.
As good or better?
As good.
Wow. Better?
No, they both work as good.
You're right.
But anyway.
Better, best.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't have anything else to say.
No, it's because you were going to start a whole podcast where you say, oh, my boy's popping off.
Yeah, Peter. And then we named him Peter Popinoff.
Peter Popinoff.
So and Brian actually knows like, a Peter Popoff that sells holy water.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those.
And then
he
starts selling popovers. Peter Popinoff's popovers.
What are popovers?
It's like a muffin that just comes out of the ramekin.
It's a baked good.
It pops over the sides of the
it's
muffin.
It's just a muffin, but with a different shape?
As far as I understand it.
I thought they were triangles.
That's a...
You're a triangle.
That's a scone?
That's a scone. Scone
no,
bone.
But I thought it was like
Brian the Google like Master
with that,
pop
with
over.
Flaky, with that flaky crust.
Where are we at? Is it a muffin?
Maybe not.
Is it a triangle?
Pop over.
Oh, there's a picture of it right there.
Oh.
It looks more like a kolache.
Are they circles?
But I think the thing on the... Yeah, the muffin-looking
things. Oh, well,
is what
no,
Gemini's talking about.
They're Gruyere, but they're muffins that popped over the sides.
Muffin's too big for their.
They look to have a different consistency
than a muffin.
Yeah,
like a brioche.
Bread. It's a different bread.
Is it brioche?
It does look like a harder bread.
Is it brioche?
You know, it actually looks like the bread of whatever's made a cinnamon roll is.
A brioche?
Is that a brioche?
Yeah.
Did everyone here play Super Mario Kart 64?
69.
Of course.
Yes.
I saw that movie.
I still play it at
Who's your go-to character?
Yoshi, because it's fast.
Wow. I'm a Toad person.
Toad is the fastest.
But Yoshi maybe is more balanced.
You know, I'm a fucking basic bitch Mario guy. In pretty much everything Nintendo, I just go with Mario. Like Smash Brothers, Mario. Mario Kart, Mario.
Who are you in Smash Brothers? I feel like I'm
Mario. Kirby in Smash Brothers.
Because you a bitch.
Are you a fucking bitch, dude.
Who's your Smash character?
I've never played.
Oh,
maybe I have, but it's small.
Samus?
Yeah.
Samus is fun.
Samus Aran?
What?
The main character in Metroid.
Oh. Blonde bitch.
Metroid Prime.
She fat hot? Ass.
She's hella
she
hot.
Fat ass?
Dude.
Fat ass.
What's her name?
Samus Aran. When she took off the suit.
Is this it?
It's iconic.
Nope. S-A-M.
U.S.
U.S.
Yeah. Aran. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fan art.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Some eye gal. Metroid's going to go fucking.
Yes.
Dude. Metroid's
zero
going
suit.
Prime.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Metroid's going prime in here. Shit.
Am I right, Burrito?
Feet.
That's zero suit.
Damn, dude. Okay.
Feet.
Shit.
Zero suit. True or false?
Fan art Friday. Okay.
Well, she's smoldering.
She is smoldering.
But she's a character on Smash.
Okay.
Smash that character.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck. hey, that was Double X Quantimino.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Will you help you diversify your holdings?
Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. You'll regret it tomorrow. Okay. Julio Tejas.
It like completes.
Yeah, that's fun. There's a thigh gap.
And this is the news. Thigh gap on the menus.
Speaking of thigh gaps, Papa John's new pizza rolls.
No.
What?
What?
Pizza bowls.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, pizza rolls on the mind.
Pizza bowls.
Also, no thigh gap with these pizza bowls, baby.
Shit.
Papa John's new pizza bowls. Just toppings, no crust. We talked about pizza bowls already.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about pizza.
It's a fucking gimmick.
Wait.
You can't call it fucking pizza.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
Heart's not into it.
It's not an actual pizza without a crust.
Oh yeah, it's a bowl with all the toppings.
Yeah, it's a plastic bowl with what you put on top of a pizza.
Yeah, it's very gimmicky. But some people are going to do this because
like I get
like
it.
A meat salad.
It's a health conscious thing. It's like the spiked seltzer water. It's not beer.
Keto. But
is it keto?
I don't know. Probably not.
I mean, it's just one of those things that's like those salads that are 1,000 calories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
It just makes people feel better, but really
cheese,
it's not good for you.
I think there's no carb load.
Oh,
in it.
I can't have wheat.
But it's like probably 200% sat fat in there.
Wow, I'm trying to lose some weight, so I'm just going to go to Papa John's and buy
Pop
toppings
over to
in
Papa
a bowl.
John's, get some cheese to put in my fucking mouth. But Rita, where were you on this just toppings?
I would probably buy one of those ready-made pizza crusts and then put the toppings on top.
This guy's thinking, man.
There you go.
This guy's thinking.
Oh, yeah,
this guy's
thinking. It's a waste
he's
of money.
He's going to get a Lunchable, right?
A Babali crust.
Ooh, yeah.
A Lunchable and just
that
grab
would be
it
better.
Up.
It's like $7 or $8.
Really? For toppings?
I mean, if I saw correctly.
For the pizza
ooh,
bowl.
You could buy a French bread and then
there
cut it in half and make yourself the,
sandwich.
The French bread pizza.
I got such a better idea.
What's
that?
Is it?
Don't do any
just
of it.
Just buy a fucking pizza.
A pizza.
What if you bought a pie, huh?
Yeah. Hey, why don't I just call this thing a pizza?
So why don't you buy a pie? $7.99. Are you out of your mind?
I just don't like the idea they're calling a pizza bowl.
Okay.
It makes. What else would you call it?
A bowl.
What about pizza topping bowl?
Maybe.
Topping bowl.
Yeah, toppings bowl.
Toppy.
You just, yeah.
Call it toppy. That's
you shouldn't
what,
be using the word pizza for that thing.
Toppy.
That's what Little Caesars
would call
it.
You know what it's like?
It.
It's like calling boneless wings.
Get the fuck out of here.
I had to make an example of it.
No,
is that
you're
Katy
right,
Perry?
I'm trying to remember.
That's
no,
a primest example.
She eats pizza. Oh. Hey, Katy Perry's like you and me.
Anyway,
that's an ad.
Archaeologists discover one of the largest phallic sculptures of ancient Rome. The bas relief was carved on the wall of a building excavated in southern Spain. So there's like a dick carved in
the wall.
Yeah. Dude,
bros,
but it's bas relief, meaning it's like three-dimensional. Like it's coming out of the wall.
Uh-huh. Dude, bros will always
you can
be bros.
Touch it.
We stay carving dicks.
Which is so cool, dude.
It's so cool. It's like I was here.
Yeah, and it's just like...
That's a fat dick.
That's a fucking chode.
And like, I just like
it's a 2x4.
With baby balls.
Well, they're high and tight because he's in the throes of it.
It's probably really cold,
you know?
Too.
Well,
it's
I
got
mean,
the AC turned down.
The balls go into the body when you're in the throes of it so that the semen can warm up.
This is such an interesting like angle, though, because whoever... So
right.
Someone would have to be under the dick.
Yes.
To get this vantage point.
Well, you wanted
yeah,
to...
you're right.
You wanted to show that it has two balls.
So you're saying...
yeah.
Right below the balls is the taint, which they didn't carve out.
Well, it's, you know, whenever you're drawing a dick like this, you know,
yeah,
it's
but
just
normally
like
you don't put the balls in the front of the...
Well, you're not doing two circles. Sometimes you do.
No, but I'm doing like this. It's more of a side view when I do
right,
the balls.
Right, but you want a dimensionality.
I got you. I'm not complaining. And it's also like a reasonable size. It's not huge. It's not too small.
It's kind of big.
It's thick.
It's 4 foot long.
No, I'm talking about proportionally. This is probably
a
4-inch dick.
You don't know that. The guy could be like this big.
Like how big, radio?
Yeah, but that's not gonna...
It's a one dude to two dick ratio.
But I'm just thinking about like...
It's like your buddy, the 110-pound dude.
Yeah, exactly.
When
with
I read
baby
like,
arm.
When I read like Socrates, which I want to do.
You are want
hey,
to
look
read.
Out, everybody. Yeah,
hey.
You know, if I'm reading
the greats.
If I'm reading the classics, dude.
Reading the classics.
It's hard to like relate to them. So it's nice when I see something like this from one
a
of our chode? Bros from an era gone by.
Ancient
where
Rome.
Where is this, Rome?
Ancient Rome.
Romans loved...
Dicks.
Yes.
Do they have to be full grown?
Not really. Dicks is dicks, as the Romans say. Dicks is dicks.
But anyway,
they should be full grown. Let me just put that out there.
No, let's just say, as a rule.
I know it's your culture, whatever.
Yeah.
Make sure the dick's full grown.
That's right. Anyways, this is good. This is like a feel good story, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great discovery. Speaking of great discoveries, what is in this fucking U-Haul? Cheap rental trucks are the trendy new date night hotspot.
Not that cheap. You're talking
$100.
Yeah. No, well, like at least 75.
They're just running those $20 pickup trucks.
Yeah, but you have to pay
deposit?
No.
80 something cents for gas.
Burrito's got the news.
Tell us about it, Burrito.
There was some that are renting the big box.
That's because he's rich.
This guy's rich. Look, he can provide.
He needed to get out of his mom's house, and she lived with her parents too.
They went to Payway.
Wow. Oh, did they really?
And then ate in the parking lot. Sushi.
Where are you guys at with Payway?
I mean, I haven't had it in like 10 years, but I liked it.
I don't even know what that is. It's like Fancy Panda, right?
Is it Chinese?
Yeah, Fancy Panda Express, I think.
Yeah. Which Panda Express is already kind of pricey, so I don't know why you want to spend more.
Right, exactly.
But I think Payway's in the freezer section too, next to your
Pay way too much?
Oh. Yeah.
What do you think?
What?
Pay way too much?
That's nice.
Wait, did you hear that?
Don't even do it. Don't do it to my boy. You can do it to me, but don't do it to my boy.
I was popping off.
Yeah, so you're talking about, okay, $20. That sounds like a good deal. Then they charge you per mile.
Right.
Cleanup fee for the condoms. and you have the gas. That's like 70-something bucks, dude, depending on how far you go. There are a lot cheaper dates.
Bullshit.
But if you want to smash.
Like the back of a Honda Fit, that's cheaper.
You want to smash a Honda Fit.
Just the back.
It's practically you whole. You could put a lot of stuff in the Honda. A surprising amount.
What if you rented out the back of your Honda Fit for these kids to have sex in?
Just to spill seed all over my seats?
Yeah. $30.
$30. They bring their own inflatable bed.
Yeah. And you allow them to eat and drink in there too.
They got to clean it though.
I think there's going to be a deposit.
How much?
A cum deposit.
In your mouth.
From what I understand, cum deposits are typically pricey.
No, that's not that kind of deposit. Oh. Money for the spilling of cum.
Right.
I don't want them, but yeah.
How much are you charging them?
I feel like you would give them a discount if they left some cum in there.
Okay, because I'm a cum-hungry little boy. Okay, damn. I'm a cum-hungry bad boy.
An even bigger discount if they let you watch.
I'm into that. But the cum part, you can keep it, dude. The cum they give me, I'm going to store it up and I'm going to mail it to you, Burrito.
He's mailing it to you. He's sending it in an email.
No, he's overnighting it, so it's fresh.
FedEx, what can brown cum do for you? He's it's $30 to rent the back of the Fit, flat fee, or free if you let him watch.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's kind of exciting to me.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll see you guys later.
Big gulps.
Would you be the third wheel or the fifth wheel at that point?
What's that?
It depends on how many are in there. It might be an orgy.
So would you be the third wheel or a fifth wheel at that point?
Well, it would be one.
It'd be the seventh wheel.
Yeah.
Scared beachgoers call police over murdered woman as sex doll washes up.
Perfect. Perfect news. This is perfect news.
They told us that
the perfect story doesn't exist.
Wow.
They blurred out the pussy part.
Oh my God. They blurred out the pussy. That's not even a real ass pussy, dude.
I know it's a fake pussy. Where do we stand?
Tell the radio listeners what you guys are seeing.
Okay. It looks like a...
It's very real looking.
Yeah, I mean, because
it's proportional. LWP.
HWP.
Where did I get the L? Legs?
I guess.
Yeah, it looks like a body that's half covered by like a tarp or something. And
I think it's a hoodie.
They do that for decency.
It looks like a sweatshirt.
I'm sure when they saw it, the tarp wasn't already there. They just generally do that for dead people.
It definitely looks more like
a
dead body because it has this thing on it. If it didn't.
That looks so real, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
Because that's what you're used to seeing in, like, the news, is the body covered.
I mean, this is a little weird, but, I mean, I don't
know
what...
Where's the pussy?
What is that?
They blurred it out.
Did they blur it? That's a weird blur.
There's another picture. Scroll down. Great for radio.
Sorry. Damn it. I gotta learn how to work the computer. Oh, that looks faker. But, you know, you might think rigor mortis. I've never seen a dead body in the wild, so I wouldn't know.
In the wild, he says.
In the wild, he says.
I mean, in a coffin.
But in the back of a Honda Fit.
In the back of a Honda Fit.
Do you remember
Fit.
When this was a story in Burrito's Nippon News?
Yes.
Tell us about it, Burrito! Shit.
Happens all the time,
I think
man.
He's calling you out, dude.
Yeah,
nah, man, this is recent
there.
News,
no,
man.
This is this story, but it has
it happens
also
all the
been,
time, yes.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a trope.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
It's perfect news.
All right, so you needed to get
there
rid
are no victims.
Of your realistic real doll LWP, HWP.
Throw it in the ocean.
Oh
that's what
God.
You would do? What would you do, Brian?
If what?
If you had to get rid of your real life
sex, this motherfucker is buying her a grave, lowering her in it.
You're not gonna get a
headstone. We loved each other for 17 years.
Invites his mom to the
funeral. Uh-huh.
Damn, dude. She's...
I'd say wood chipper.
Debbie.
I start dressing her in like a cardigan, dude. As wow. I age her.
While you play Love Fool by the Cardigans.
Oh man, I don't know that. I know that that's a band,
love
but
me,
I wasn't.
Love me. Say that you love me.
They covered it.
Leave
oh wait, no, that's
their
them.
Song.
Go
yeah.
On and leave me.
You have to do that voice.
You gotta sing backwards.
It's a cat cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cat the cover. Cover. It's the exact same song. You don't know the difference.
Hey. That's 100 million hits on YouTube, man.
100%.
It really is.
I mean, 100%. Covered by cats.
It's
come
just
on.
If we didn't have any trade shame, bucks. We could do that.
No, you don't have to do it. You just can't no get real cats.
It's already
it
done.
Oh, okay.
Well, what is this shit?
Love Fool covered by cats.
Damn. Well, okay, we'll do it. What the fuck is it? You brought something
else? Oscar Mayer introduces first ever hot dog flavored ice pops.
Oh, my.
I'm out.
So we got popsicle shaped thing that tastes like a hot dog.
I'm out. Hot dog flavored water.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
I hate this shit.
Chocolate starfish. What's next?
Is anyone enjoying
this? People are buying this as gags.
Yeah, as a bit.
For their bros barbecue.
So this is only for Spencer's, right? Like Spencer,
you only buy this at Spencer's. Next
Spencer
to the
has to buy a freezer for each one of their locations.
This right. is Oscar Mayer sanctioned. This is going to be in grocery stores, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking... Is this not capital G gimmick, though?
It's dubbed the cold dog.
Okay. Is it a gimmick or not?
I like that, though. Because it used to be hot dog, and I'm now sure it's cold dog because it's cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Wait, hang on. I'm this one's for you, Oscar Mayer.
Okay, so that wasn't for me?
No, you should have called it a glizzy bar.
A what?
A glizzy bar.
Why?
Because it's glistening.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Never mind.
Anyways, I don't know.
We'll tell you when you're older.
Stupid or genius? The cold dog. Stupid or genius? Keep it Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Oscar. Yeah, they're just trying to be cute, dude.
502
like that.
Likes. That's wild, right?
Who's doing this? Going, oh, my God. That made my day.
Right.
I like that.
38,900 followers.
Fuck you, Oscar Mayer, dude. You're
now you're out?
Fatwa, dude. Oscar Mayer.
Oh, shit.
Hey, if you're at home keeping track, that's 3 fatwas.
Everybody playing the fatwa game.
Hey, clarify this fatwa bullshit, man.
It's what fucking, are you talking? Like, you don't know what a fatwa is?
It's basically like putting a hit out.
Putting a fucking hit out, but for religious, a good cause, for God.
Religious, I need some etymology.
For a certain type of God.
A certain type of God.
I need some etymology.
A sand god, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Etymology?
What? I mean...
Like Muslims.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
What?
Don't fuzzy. What's don't fuzzy that? Wuzzy.
What do you mean? Don't say the thing?
Yeah, it rhymes with fuzzy.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. I would never say that. Did I say it on the last episode?
Maybe.
I think I did. Apparently, it's a slur, but I don't know. It's just... I think it's cute.
It is cute.
Speaking of cute slurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, white tiger. Like, that's kind of slurish. But it's cute.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyways, fatwa number 3 coming at you. What's next? Oh, damn.
I do. Fan to marry a can of hard Mountain Dew in Vegas ceremony. Where are we at with this, marrying inanimate objects?
How much do you think Mountain Dew had to pay to put all this together?
No shit, dude.
$10,000?
Just one guy's salary for a year.
$15,000?
Maybe 50.
50?
Yeah.
I don't know about 50.
That's what
is
they make
a dude
in a
or
minute.
A chick?
Oh, come on. That's what kind of question is that?
I mean, it's a chick.
It's
a chick, she could sit
it's
on
a
it.
Chick?
Yeah. It's 2022,
this is
man.
Fucking male behavior, dude. This is horny male behavior.
Women can marry my hard MTN Dew. You know what? They can marry Mountain Dew pretty much as well as a man can.
Yeah, it's dumb as shit. Either way.
You're calling this lady dumb?
Yeah. Or she's like in the pocket of Big Dew. I think Big Dew's cashed her a little check.
Big Dew's a...
So you're saying this was set up by Mountain Dew and we just got bamboozled?
Bamboozled.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I didn't see the marriage
license.
Getting bamboozled.
Don't you think?
Come on.
Wait, hang on a second.
Come on.
What? Huh?
Bamboozled.
Those interested in proposing can do so. It's confusing because can go to this website, which is hard.
Shouldn't this can have a name before it gets married?
Why are they not doing...
Are you 21 years of age or older?
It's hard.
Are you 25 or older?
Oh, this is... Wait.
Is it a contest?
This is Mountain Dew.
We
doing
got fucking
this.
Bamboozled!
Bamboozled.
Green
no,
Rebel Brewing Company. Who's that?
Mountain Dew.
We got fucked, dude. Sorry, why'd you bring this fucking shit?
I think we knew this was an industry.
You
point,
got bamboozled, and then you bamboozled us.
Let me be
you
honest,
got
guys.
Bamboozled, and then you bamboozled
us. I'll split the check with you guys.
Okay, thank you. Hate gets hate, dude.
Remember, you're asking. Hurt people. It was 50K.
For what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Alfredo sauce spill partially closes. Oh, I'm eating it. This one's yours, burrito.
Oh, yeah, burrito.
Oh, yeah. I found a good one.
Apex News here.
Alfredo sauce spill partially closes the Tennessee Highway.
Name a worse sauce to spill.
Cum.
Yes.
I guess fish sauce?
Yeah, I mean, it's like thick and white and sticky.
What if Alfredo, it was like look at this
barrels
shit.
Of expired jizz.
It looks like snow.
Apparently, it covered like three lanes of this highway.
Oh, my God.
That's a mess.
I would actually have loved to see this happen.
I know. It doesn't look... Oh, that's all the packaging?
Uh-huh. Like yeah, they have fucking bulldozers.
Of, oh, they're just throwing
jars
it out.
Jars of Alfredo.
They're just throwing it out.
That's not what I meant, but yeah, that is funny. That's funny. Oh, you're just going to throw it out.
So you're just going to throw that away? This is a perfectly good Alfredo
okay,
in there.
Okay, you're not hungry. I get it, but
okay,
some of us are hungry.
Sorry, you know it. No shame. They're just throwing it out.
I wish I was that funny, too. That.
That's
meant
fucking
it.
Hilarious.
You're just going to throw it out, huh?
Mm.
Mm. Wow. Damn.
Pull it up. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese zookeeper. Despite not being Japanese and quietly Googling, sex with animals okay, question mark? After the zoo said they needed an expert in animal husbandry. So grab your goggles and glove up. It's breeding day in the headlines exhibit. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment within a segment.
Do you think anyone's accidentally, like, in, like, their vowels said husbandry, thinking that it was... Can you use that in that context?
Yeah.
Like, husband-y. To be a husband?
Yeah.
Okay. It just seems kind of awkward
to bring
that up.
It's like wifely duties.
My husbandry?
Maybe
I
not.
Would like to fulfill...
My husbandry.
So grab your goggles.
Because I'm going to fill the husbandry.
Damn.
Speaking of... animals.
Whoa.
Tufts of shed polar bear fur among the gacha prizes at Japan's newest crazy capsule toy machine.
Wait, this may have the wrong ones?
No, just that
order. Yeah, they're in the wrong order.
There's a specific order, Brian. It has to be done in a specific order or the intro doesn't work!
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, leave it in. What the hell?
Oh, wow. I don't like this.
Wait, what is it? What's in those little capsules?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
oh, it's
okay.
Fucking polar bear fur?
Yeah, yeah. So this, the Hokkaido Zoo is got
pubes.
A capsule toy machine, and instead of like just random toys of little animals,
bullshit.
They're
Chingas?
Gathering like shed fur from the polar bear exhibit.
Uh-huh.
And letting people buy it.
Sure. I mean, that's not a bad idea. You're just going to throw it away anyway.
Are they cleaning it before they put it in the capsule?
I hope so.
No.
I'm not sure, but they've got polar
you
bear
want the stink.
Fur.
So
I you want
snow
the stink.
Yeah, you
fur.
Want that.
I could open the gacha ball and just have a good whiff of
polar bear.
Yeah, it's kind of like the
polar
butt. The farts in a jar a little bit.
Yeah, you don't wash the fart.
That's right.
They got a Shetland pony's forelock.
What's that? You say Pollock?
No, I don't think you did.
Shetland pony's forelock.
Were you singing that headline?
Yeah.
What's
can you sing it again?
Tufts of shed are so lonely of you.
It sounds like Chili Peppers.
I know it is. But what does he say?
Birds of shade.
Birds of shed.
No,
shade?
Shade.
Tufts of shed polar bear fur among.
Oh, so
tufts of shed polar bear fur among.
The gotcha prizes at Japan.
The gotcha prizes at Japan. The
not bad, dude.
Radio.
Yeah.
Burrito, yeah. Which one do you want?
Yeah, which one, dude?
Okay, well, they also have scraps of cloth from the sun bear.
Shit,
or
the sun bear himself?
Habitats.
The sun bear has cloth?
Chimpanzee epithets?
Habitats.
Oh, okay. I heard epithets, and I was not okay.
You can get sand that's walked on
epithets.
By an Asian elephant.
Okay.
Elephant sand?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Or chips
is it
from
between
a
its
snow
toes?
Leopard scratching board.
Wow.
What?
It's
do,
fine.
It's
do
cute.
They have crumbs of flaming hot Cheetos from spider monkeys?
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Your bae.
What?
Your bae.
Oh, shit, dude. I hope she's doing okay.
No, she got hired by a law firm.
That's good.
Another one.
Wherever she is right now, I hope she's doing well.
Spider monkeys.
K, God, she was a fucking fiery broad, wasn't she?
Never forget. Do you remember what her face looks like, Brian?
No, I actually don't.
$6.
Yeah, $1.50 each.
Or zero for a tribute.
I would pay for that one.
Or you could just Google it. Why pay $6 when you can just Google it? Plus, she's young still.
Well,
you know. I guess in your memory, she'd be young. We wouldn't pay for the aging technology.
No, please don't.
For this face discovery technology, I'll hook you up with some gift certificates.
No, we won't be.
Are we playing Super Mario?
Yeah, we would be.
Put them in order next time.
I think he did.
They're there.
All right, let's talk about these umbrellas.
Yeah, so Nintendo's putting out some umbrellas that have some Super Mario
iconography.
Effects, yes. Graphics.
Yes. Actually, the umbrella that's in that picture is from World 2-2 from the first Super
Copyright
Mario Brothers.
Copyright 1985, Nintendo.
Wow.
Ooh.
I thought it was before. No.
I think that's the best one. They've got other designs that are, you know, like, you know, the blocks and stuff and kind of retro black and white stuff. But I think this one's great because you can pretend like you're underwater.
I always when it's raining. Love where you get
that's
these articles
fun.
That the,
that's
all the pictures
fun.
Load all the time.
I think he's firewalled.
Yeah, why is that what it is?
Maybe.
No, this has happened
multiple times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Always. Every time I go to store.
Or
BurritosNipponNews.com.
Yeah, BurritosNipponNews.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This woman is, I'm going to call her a woman. She, I don't mean that she's not a woman. I mean that she might be a girl.
Oh, no.
What do you think?
Yeah, she's a woman.
Okay, well, this woman is just like looking very...
She looks 13.
Very sexually through this
okay, Brian?
Transparent umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Come hither,
yes.
Yeah, so Japan has this thing about clear umbrellas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they love them over
is
there.
Is it sexual?
Yeah.
Is this a sex thing?
I don't think it's a sex thing.
Okay. I had to ask.
I think it helps you know where you're going while you're walking in the rain.
Oh, they're always really big. Yeah.
I can make this a sex thing, though.
Uh-oh.
I mean, if this girl wants to do bukkake, this is good for both people. I can look at her, and I can feel like I'm about to come on her face, and she doesn't have to clean cum off her face, because I can
see
like through
the
umbrella.
It's like a dental dam for her whole fucking
face. Whole face.
A dental dam for your damn face.
And she can, like, even, like, kind of pretend like it got her.
She could squeeze her face. She could squeeze her face against
she
the plastic.
Do that, and she could, like, kind of pretend like she's wiping it off. I mean...
And her eye.
Right. It's an endless, dude.
You're so different right now. You're so respectful.
Am I?
Yeah.
I think it's because the cameras are... Well, they're not rolling, but I feel like they are.
Wow.
Am I being respectful?
By saying he's going to come on this lady's umbrella
thing? I'm giving her the option to not have
like
to 50-50. Come on.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're meeting in the middle.
You're denying her the ability to moisturize her skin with your cum.
Well, I don't want to do that. I want to be a good guy.
She'll stay young.
Yeah, she stay under 25.
Shit. Leo, you are the king.
Speaking of kings.
Speaking of,
Psyche City accidentally let resident claim 1.3 million yen in gift certificates.
Trip! What do you mean accidentally and what?
Yeah, okay, so they had this program in this one city where you could buy gift certificates, but you would get more than you spent.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like a stimulus package kind of thing.
Yeah, I see.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You could only buy 3 booklets.
Uh-huh.
And so the total amount that you could get... Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to a city and you get like a coupon booklet.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like when you're supporting the boys club or something.
No, like a coupon booklet.
Oh, welcome to the city. Here's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like
I see. Yeah,
that kind of stuff. But this is
like an entertainment
book?
Buy
this. Yeah, like an entertainment kind of thing. Well, this is like you just give them money and they give you more money back.
Hey, sounds like a perfect system. What could go wrong?
And you could spend these gift certificates at the participating places.
Of course. They're gift certificates. You purchase them.
Yeah. So anyway, you could only buy 3 booklets. You were only supposed to be able to buy 3 booklets.
Yeah.
And so the total amount you could get would be like $70 back.
So you got like 13 grand?
The city got like 60,000 booklets and they had 24,000 left over. Like they kind of overestimated. So they let this other company...
administer them?
Yeah, like do this. And they didn't keep track of who was coming back. So they basically couldn't say, well, you can only buy 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this lady came by and she said,
oh, this was
how
a lady.
Many books?
She's an extreme couponer.
She was like, how many books can I buy? And the guy says, you can buy as many as you want. And she said, okay, I'm going to give you 4.4 million yen. And he goes, okay. And so she got like $10,000 back.
That's great.
That is great.
Yeah.
Good for her. That's a good investment.
How did she get $10,000 back?
It's too complicated.
She gave them $34,000, and so she got $34,000 back plus $10,000 worth of gift certificates.
Where did the plus come from?
The gift certificates are worth $10,000.
Yeah. They're worth more than you paid for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
To stimulate.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment book thing is like a deal where it's like money for more money?
Right.
What kind of ridiculous idea is that?
It was a mistake, and I think they know that now. But this lady, I guess they're letting her keep it. This isn't like all her other shit where people try to get the money back.
Yeah,
which
no,
is
she gets
bullshit.
To keep it. She gets to keep it.
That's great. Congratulations. Congratulations, you won.
You know, this is not the same episode. That just reminded me of all the bank stuff that we talk about people accidentally getting money from the bank. Then they
bank error your favor.
So fourth fatwa, banks.
Banks. Let's move that to number one.
Yeah, number one.
Number two, first insurance.
I forget the other ones.
The cops?
No, not Leo. Not yet, huh?
Not Leo.
Anyways, I forgot the other fatwa.
Well, you don't have to remember. You don't have to remember.
All you got to do is say them and keep going. You know who you are.
That was the Nippo News.
What's the Nippo News?
That was the Nippo News. That was the Nippo News. That was the Nippo News.
Now,
Burrito's Nippo News.
Did Burrito see that?
Oh, yeah.
I think he needs to see it.
This was something on NipponNews.com.
Keep going.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
She looks worse in this
nice.
One.
Imagine getting that spinning bird kick.
Yeah, spinning bird on your dick.
I think I might let her kick my ass.
Yeah? You wouldn't be like, you can't kick my ass. Would you tell her she couldn't kick your ass?
Just only to get her more mad so that she kicked my ass.
Even harder.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
This
is what Avalanche.
Is this a lightning round?
Yeah, Boomchi. I've been skipping the fast food again, and I've been snacking on things.
Body temple type
situation.
So I was
like, what did I snack for lunch?
Lunchable?
And I'll give you hints.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a popular brand featuring an old lady.
Old Aunt Jemima.
No. Your go-to.
Pearl Milling, huh?
Pearl Mill.
Go to.
It's a baked good.
Oh, Annie
Crocker?
Annie Ann's?
No. All right.
Sarah?
The packages
Lee?
Come in pairs.
Little Debbie? Little Debbie?
No. She an old lady?
Oh, old lady. Sorry. She's probably old now.
Yeah, maybe.
She's probably dead now.
Yeah, Little Debbie.
All right, so
dead as shit.
Mm-hmm. It's a baked good, and you ball it up and then smash it with a fork, and then you bake it.
I don't.
Well, it's like the traditional way to
Pillsbury?
Cook these things. These little
peanut
sweet-
butter.
Yes.
What? Peanut butter cookies.
From?
Really?
Otis Spunkmeyer.
It's like Otis Spunkmeyer, but a competitor.
Marie Callender?
Famous no. Amos.
No.
Granny.
Yeah.
Granny Smith?
Go with it.
No.
Grandma's.
Granny Amos.
Grandma's.
Grandma's.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. It's just called Grandma's?
It's like Grandma's cookies.
Never heard of it.
Are it's they good?
Oh, I think I've seen them.
They're delicious. They're
are they top
than Otis.
Five?
Yeah, probably.
Peanut butter cookies?
No. Homemade, number one.
Number two.
Brian McFly's. I mean, Debbie McFly's.
She does make a mean Brian PBJ Mom. Cookie. Yeah. PBJ cookie. Yeah.
Especially if you blow her back out, dude.
Yeah.
On the subway.
She,
leave it on my ass.
She gets inspired in the kitchen
you got
after
Keebler.
That.
You must be hungry.
You got the Reese's version.
You must be famished after that ravishing.
Where are you guys at with peanut butter cookies?
Out.
You don't like them?
I mean, they're fine.
They're not
great, but they're fine. Like Snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
And then here's the other item that I
like
had.
Snickerdoodle better than peanut butter.
It's like an early 20th century when mass production was first invented.
Oh, my God.
It's these baked goods that, like, there's a rolling technique that you fill the middle with a certain type of fruit, and then the outside is like a baked
pies?
Crust. No. And they used to cut them in, like, little squares, but this package had two of them in a rectangular form. It's filled with fruit.
Real fruit?
Yeah.
Sounds nice. Sounds like a little Danish.
And
but you're telling me it's not
you
a
You guys
Danish.
Probably don't like these either.
No, I think I would like that. Like a little
Very
apple
popular.
Pie.
Are they like those Nutri-Grain bars?
Kind of, but shorter.
And real fruit.
Yeah, and just imagine
Fig Newtons.
Yes. Ooh, Fig Newtons. Yes.
Like Nutri-Game bars, you guys, but shorter. Like, I do love Nutri-Game.
Like,
I do love fruit.
I
so
like
you just had cookies
Newtons
for lunch?
Too.
Yeah. And soda.
And soda. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not eating fast food, okay? I'm trying to watch my weight.
I'm all fast food.
I got fig fucking Newtons. I got fig in it. Hey, look me in my eyes. It's fig. Fig.
Hey, is that
you
fruit?
Ever had a fig before?
It's a fruit.
Fanciest fucking fruit you ever eat, okay? Yeah. Secondly, okay, this is dessert. It's a peanut butter cookie, but it's grandma's, okay? So it's good. And tertiary.
Why would grandma give me the cookie if it's not good for you?
Diet Coke.
Oh, shit.
Coke Zero.
Diet Coke Zero.
Nice.
It's just called Coke Zero Sugar.
Diet Coke Zero.
Sans sucre.
No, but be honest. It's like half the number of calories as eating the nearly perfected Arthur.
Absolutely.
Meal.
Is but it it's really? Like bullshit, too. You're going to crash because you're...
I'm good. You
know. Okay. Burrito.
Lightning round.
What'd you have for lunch?
I know, right?
Ooh. Boomchi Premium Limited Time.
Holy shit.
At my favorite place.
That's making it difficult.
Is it Angus steak?
No. Boomchi, this is one of the few sandwiches that I actually like to put pickles on. I'm not a pickle
person.
Is it
a Cuban?
Close.
Pastrami?
Roast beef.
Boomchi, the name of this sandwich, is also the name of a...
I like to call them damwiches.
A segment on this show that
is it,
doesn't really get heard by people.
Is it the... Well, are you talking about our show?
Oh, burnt ends.
Yeah, our show. Yeah.
You had burnt end sandwich?
A brisket sandwich.
Holy shit.
There is a burnt ends.
Tell me all about this in detail.
Barbecue sandwich.
Was that at Quiznos? They have burnt end barbecue sandwiches at Quiznos.
It's actually really good.
Where do you think they found this like bootleg meat?
Look, I don't ask questions. All
right, you're right. You're right.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
It was pretty good.
Brian.
Okay, boom chi. You only going to need... Well,
one boom, two cheese.
Booms. Try it in one.
Two
one
booms
boom,
in a chi.
One boom. Okay. You
one
can
boom,
try
one chi.
Boom chi burrito.
Wow.
Oh.
Jose Ole.
Okay, what? Just because he's allegedly Mexican? What's the.
No
Jose,
you had a Jose Ole
Jose
burrito.
Ole burrito.
It's like
what?
A gas station burrito.
No, it's a freezer section. Yeah.
Freezer
burrito.
I'm sorry. This is confusing. I meant burrito burrito.
Oh, you
burrito.
Had Quiznos?
I had Quiznos.
Holy shit.
Oh,
you went on through. So you stepped on through to the other side?
All right. And
it was
look,
like a cold
did you have that burnt end sandwich too?
No, that's too rich for my blood.
Treat
wow.
yourself.
Yeah.
How much was a burrito?
$8.99.
It's like $9 or
wow.
something.
Dr. Richman.
Damn, and that's without the drink.
Dr. Richman.
I get it all the
if
time.
If you had it every day, that'd be like
you
$25.
You can't because it's limited edition.
Oh, my gosh. You could get it every day.
Boomchi. Okay, let's see if y'all know this. Bruno might. Boomchi Mondays.
The Monday special at Quiznos?
Monday.
Turkey.
Oh.
Does he know it?
I don't know, though. I don't
he
know
gets what he gets. He gets what he gets. He doesn't,
He doesn't
give a shit what day it is.
He's buying what he's buying.
Well, I went there. It was on a Monday, so I got an Italian.
That's
Italian
not a bad special.
No, it's pretty good. It was still a little expensive.
$7.49?
About $7.49, yeah.
Wow.
What about you, Gemini?
Oh, man.
Jiminy Crickets.
Boomchi Burrito.
Oh, you had a...
Chipotle?
Not Chipotle.
Oh, Cabo Bob.
Did you also go to Quiznos?
I did not. It was Cabo
you
Roberts.
Slam City, huh?
Cabo Roberts. What I have in it? Name all my ingredients. That's cool.
Is that what you usually get?
Lobos?
Yeah.
Do you get chicken?
Steak.
Do you get steak?
I treat
steak
myself, man.
Out,
come on, man.
Yeah. I always want steak, but I get chicken.
It's Wagyu steak specifically.
There it is.
I doubt it.
Nice. All right, guys.
Freaking freak.
That's what we
Wagyu.
Had for lunch. I know we like intimated a short one today.
Extra short.
Yeah, it was
like,
intimated.
Possibly giving Burrito an early out. But we kept you the whole time. It's cool, man. We're still paying you the same rate, so chill.
Julio's checks in the mail.
Checks in
checks
the
in
mail.
The mail.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!